a learner's permit to drink. Hi, Jim Walsh here with podcast number 106. A group of college presidents recently issued a statement calling for lowering the drinking age to 18 in an effort to curb binge drinking on campus and to deal with the problem of young, inexperienced drinkers getting behind the wheel. Personally, I think if anything, we should raise the driving age to 21. I mean, a 16-year-old kid behind the wheel, drunk or sober, scares me a hell of a lot more than a 16-year-old kid with a beer in his hand. But since we are talking about the real world here, let's see if we can come up with a halfway practical way of dealing with the underage drinking problem. Now, let's get real here. Nobody actually waits until their 21st birthday to start drinking. And even if they did, is it really such a good idea to keep a kid teetotaling for the first 2 decades and a year of his life, and then one day later give him total access to the liquor cabinet? I don't think the idea of underage drinking per se is the problem. The problem is drinking when you're too young and or inexperienced to handle it. Now, obviously, some people are never mature enough to drink, but that's a whole nother kettle of fish. By the way, whoever came up with the kettle of fish metaphor? Probably some kid who was drunk. Anyway, that's why I'm in favor of, get ready now, a learner's permit to drink. Now, here's how it works. On your 18th birthday, you get your permit, which entitles you to limited alcohol access. We're talking 3-2 beer, maybe wine coolers, that kind of thing. So you're allowed to drink socially in moderation. And in the process, hopefully you'll learn about how to handle your alcohol. I know it's not perfect, but it certainly beats what we have now. So, leave the age for carte blanche alcohol consumption where it is at 21, but give these kids a chance to ease into it. And while we're at it, let's raise the voting age back to 21. I'm serious. You should get at least a taste of the real world before you get a say in what kind of political fantasy land we're all going to have to live under for the next 4 years. Your comments welcome. Jim Walsh, talk to Jim Walsh at yahoo.com.